Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Shavuos Chaf Beis, Shavuos 22a, pagination is 43. We'll start on the facing page, the last three lines. The Gemara is making reference to a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbonon, which can be found at the beginning of the Perek, which is Yotes Amud Beis 19b, pagination 38, where a person made a Shavua Shalo ochel, that he would not eat, va'ochal kol shehu, and he ate just a little bit, less than the normal kezayis that we always talk about when a person is eating a forbidden food. Chayiv divir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said he's chayiv because he ate. He made an oath that he wouldn't eat. He ate, even though it's less than what we would normally consider a portion. Amr lo l'Rabbi Akiva, they said to Rabbi Akiva, Heichon matzinu ba'ochal kol shehu shehu chayiv sheze chayiv. Where do you find that a person eats just a little bit that he's obligated, that you should therefore say that this person is obligated as well for eating just a little bit in violation of his oath? In other words, in such a case where a person made an oath not to eat a specific food, Rabbi Akiva is saying even eating a little bit of it is already the violation, and the Rabbanon maintain that it simply continues with the regular rules of prohibited foods. A kezayis is considered the violation. So the Gemara quotes that from the Mishnah, and then at the two dots, one line up, says, Velo, really? There's no such case that you're in violation in less than a kezayis by other prohibitions. Vahare nimala, the case of an ant, A-N-T, a complete item which is prohibited food, and it's not limited to an ant, obviously. This is the whole discussion regarding insects in vegetables. They're very small, they're not a kezayis, but if they are intact, they are going to be prohibited even though they are less than a kezayis. And the Gemara answers, which is so important to appreciate, beria shiny, a creation, a complete creature, is different. And that's precisely the way this topic is handled in Halacha. In Yoredeya Simen Kuf, if you have an entire creature, so it could be not just an ant, it could be an aphid, a thrip, it could be any creature, a fly, they could be very small. As long as they are still present through regular vision, if it's a bacteria, so that's not what we're talking about. The Torah didn't require microscopes to identify things, and anyway, that would clearly not be what the Torah intended, because as we breathe, things happen. There are things in the air that if you would analyze enough, they have a life of their own. They are not considered creatures. They're not prohibited in the Torah. That's not what we're talking about. But if you have a creature and you can see it, maybe you can't tell whether it's a piece of dirt or not, and then when you look very close, you can tell that it has legs and it's a creature, then it's going to be prohibited even if it's less than a kezayis. Let's continue on to today's daf. About a third of the way down in the beginning of a line, Amar Rava, Rava said, Machlokes bistam. The machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, when a person makes an oath not to eat a certain food, that Rabbi Akiva holds even a little bit is already the violation, and the Rabbanan maintain that it just continues with the laws of kezayis like any other forbidden food, that's bistam. If the person made an oath not to eat the food, but did not identify how much is the prohibition, Aval b'mefaresh. But if a person identified, I should not even taste it. I should not have even the slightest amount from it. Divrei Hakol b'kol shehu. Then indeed, even that little bit, in accordance with the oath that he made, would be the violation. My taima. Why is that? Mefarish nami kibir yodomi. If he identifies that that's the prohibition, then it's like berya, like this creature, which the Torah identified as a prohibition. And even though you don't have a kezias worth of ants, but the Torah identified that is the prohibition, to eat the creature. And that's going to be true in the case of oaths, if he identified according to everyone. And circling back on the topic of berya, that's the way it's handled in halacha by the case of prohibitions. If a person, for example, sees some sort of creature, a fly, a something, an ant, fall into a big soup, so even though it's batal b'shishim, its taste is nullified in the total by 60 times, there's not going to be any taste of that item, but you still have to pull out the item, because whoever would eat that would be in violation, even though the taste is nullified, but the item is still there. If we have a situation that some sort of berya is mixed in the total, and we really do not want to throw out the entire food, so then there's a concept which in certain cases will apply of either relying on risuk, where something was chopped up so much that you're guaranteed that the berya no longer exists intact, or misanein, to sieve the mixture in a way that we know that the bug is no longer in there. This, in a certain like reverse sense, is what sometimes people will do if they want to use vegetables to flavor the soup, but they don't want to check them so diligently. There is an approach that some people use that they put it in a cloth, wrap it well, and they allow the water to go back and forth boiling with the vegetables, even if there's an isolated bug in there, assuming it's relatively clean, even if there's an isolated bug in there, but the bug will never get into the soup, and you pull out the cloth and the soup is fine. There may be a little bit of taste of this unknown bug. We're not quite sure if it exists or not, the proverbial bug that's in the vegetables, but its taste is presumably pagum, distasteful in the soup, and even not, it's nullified in 60. Likewise, this is the discussion regarding a smoothie. A person takes a certain fruit or vegetable that's not perfectly checked from bugs, and you wouldn't normally pop it in your mouth, assuming it's been cleaned properly, but some people will allow a smoothie to be made of such imperfect produce because it's agitated so much, it's cut, blended so well that there's no berya. Now is a question, is there anything in there that would be nullified in the total? As long as it's reasonably washed beforehand, there are those that would allow a smoothie to be made of the same produce that you might not necessarily be willing to eat intact, based on the fact that it's been agitated and it's no longer a berya. Again, to eat the berya intact is a violation, and presumably it means putting it in your mouth and then eating, even if the chewing process, I'm sorry for being graphic, would chop it up. Presumably, just putting it in your mouth and then eating it would be the status of berya. I believe it's worthy of discussion, though. We have, on a more palatable note, another case of berya in Simen Resh Yud. The Mechaber presents the Yesh Mistapkim. There are those that say, Dover Shehu Kibir Yoso, if an item is intact as it grew, we're talking about a palatable case, Kigon Gargir Shal Anov, like a grape, Shemivorchim la'acharov, that you would make a bracha acharona on it, afal pi she'embo kezayis, even though it doesn't have the normal requisite portion of a kezayis, because it's a thing that's intact, it's chashuv, it's important, it has its status. Says the Mechaber, lochein nochon lizoyer, it would be proper shelo lecho berya pochos mikezayis, not to eat an item less than a kezayis worth of it, because then you won't know if you're supposed to make a bracha acharona definitively, yes or not. Person is gnashing on grapes. He eats a grape, and then 10 minutes later he eats another grape, and 10 minutes later he eats another grape. Maybe he's having frozen grapes. He's leaving himself in a very interesting situation, because it's not clear, should he make an after bracha? The bracha beforehand, of course we make, that's even on a little bit. But the after bracha is only if there's a kezayis there, and in the case of Beria, we have the question whether that's an exception. And because it's so important, it should get a bracha acharona. Over here also, the concept of Beria only applies if it's intact. Even removing the pit would mean that it's not intact and it's not considered a Beria. Chopping it, even though you're eating it total, but it's no longer a Beria. Over here also, I would suggest that putting it in your mouth whole, even if you didn't swallow it whole, would be the discussion of Beria, even though you chop it up with your teeth, but you put it in your mouth whole, that's its chashivus, that's its importance, and it would enter into this question about Beria. Again, going back to our Gemara, Rabbi Akiva was told, there's no case of less than a kezayis by any other iser prohibition. Why are you saying that there's such a prohibition over here? And the Gemara countered, Namala, the case of the ant, is less than a kezayis and it's prohibited. And the Gemara answered, that's because it is a beria. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.